Our story begins with Mary and Joseph. Would you like to come to the front? And we meet them as they're walking along the road to Bethlehem. It's quiet as the night begins to fall. A couple struggling up a hill towards the town. They travel for several days, and the woman is expecting her first child. They need to find shelter, but the town is full and there are no guest rooms. Eventually, they find a place. Although it's not what parents would choose for the birth of their first child, the couple are thankful for a roof over their heads. And we're going to hear now what the Bible has to say about this part of the Christmas story. And Glenys is going to come and read this for us.
About the time of Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. When they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in the manger, because there was no room in the hostel.
Now, I wonder what sort of presents you're expecting this year for Christmas. Anybody has asked Father Christmas for something? Or maybe Mummy and Daddy for something? I can't believe... Oh, yes, what have you asked for? Just a present, right. Oh, right, anybody else? I'm sure other people have asked for presents. Nobody. Yes, Sylvia. A book. Right. That's something different, isn't it? Right. Nobody else wants any presents for Christmas. That's very sad, isn't it? I'm sure that's not true. You're feeling a bit shy at the moment. No Barbie dolls? Xboxes? No. No. Right. That's Xboxes for the girls and Barbie dolls for the boys. Just clarify that. So all sorts of different presents we're expecting. But at that first Christmas, Mary and Joseph got a very special present, didn't they? And that was the gift of a baby. And a stranger gave them a stable to stay in. And that night, Mary's baby was born. The best Christmas present ever. And it was a present not just for Mary and Joseph, but for you and me and everyone. It was God's special present to each one of us. And now we're going out to the fields near Bethlehem, where there's some shepherds. They're sitting on the hillside looking after their sheep. Over there, right? When suddenly... there was a bright light. That's it. And in the sky, some angels appeared. And one of them told the shepherds to listen carefully, because that night, the world was changing for the better. A baby had been born who would be a wise and generous king and a kind and fair judge. Now the shepherds were terrified, but excited at the same time. And they decided to leave their fields and go in search of the baby. And as the shepherds make their way to come to the manger, Deborah's going to come and read the story from the Bible for us.
There was shepherds camping in the neighbourhood. They had sat night watching over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angels stood amongst them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A saviour has just been born in David's town, a saviour who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a whole angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to a man and woman on earth will please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherd took it over. "Let's step over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
And now we move on to the next part of the story. And that's about the wise men, isn't it? The wise men, or the magi, have been studying the stars for many years. But something has changed. Something is different. A star is shining in an unexpected place and at an unexpected time. Like the shepherds, they are excited and they want to know more. So they set out on a journey towards a country above which they see the star appear. They know a child has been born, a new king. So they bring presents fit for a king: gold and frankincense and myrrh. But Bethlehem is a long way away, and the journey takes them about a year, and they arrive many months after the baby has been born. And now Chris is going to read us the story from the Bible.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on pilgrimage to worship him." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star had appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go and find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word, and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they knelt and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Okay, now I've gotten a bit nearer, so maybe they'll answer my questions now. Right, okay. Who's looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas. None of the grown-ups looking forward to Christmas. That's good. And we talked about what presents we'd like. And have you bought presents for other people yet? You bought a present for brothers and sisters? Mummy and Daddy? No. We only got 2 weeks to go. Right. Well, I love presents, and I brought some along with me. Would you like to see them? Yeah, that's good. So you can see the wrappings are a bit different. This one looks the best, doesn't it? It's nice and shiny, and it's been well wrapped. It's got a bow on it. This one, well, I don't know who gave me this one. I wasn't very impressed with that. A bit of old newspaper and a bit of string. And this one is sort of in the middle, isn't it? So that's not bad. That's a good attempt. So I've got three lovely presents. Do you think I should open them?
Yeah.
You think so? It's not quite Christmas yet, is it? Shall I do it? So which one are we going to start with?
Big.
The big one! Yes! The big one! Right, would you like to come and open it then? Tell you what, you can have whatever's inside it. I'm sure very generous. Right, okay. Inside. What's it got in there?
Chocolate.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all we got? Let me hold it up and show everybody. That's it? That's all we got in that great big box. Oh, well, you can certainly have that one. Right. Okay. So, shall we try the next one? Who's going to go with this one? Right. Okay. Right. Feels a bit squishy. A pair of socks, do you think? What is it? Do you know what they are? Oh, she's not very impressed with that. A pack of tissues! You might have a sniffly nose and need them. Who else want them?
A tissue?
They come in very handy. Well, I didn't think much of that. So we've got this boring old present here. What do you think? Shardy, you can come open this one for me. Right. Another layer of newspaper. Try it again. Ooh, what we got in there? Oh, that looks better. Let's hold it out and show everybody. So, we've got some sweeties. In fact, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five, that is a good present, isn't it? Yep, okay. There we are. You can have that one. So, you can't tell from the outside what the present's going to be, can you? When it's all wrapped up. But Christmas time, we're thinking about a different sort of present, aren't we? We're thinking about, what's our present here? In the manger. That's it. Right. The baby Jesus. So that's the greatest gift. And that's what we think about at Christmas time when we celebrate Christmas. Because it's all about Christ, isn't it? Because that's what Christmas is made up of. Christ, Mass. So that's what we're thinking about. I think some people forget about that, that that's what we're celebrating, Jesus' birthday. So God, who created everything around us, who created us and loves us so much that he wanted to be with us, he did a very extraordinary thing. He came down to earth as a baby. And Jesus wasn't born in a palace, was he? He wasn't born in King Herod's palace. He was born in a dirty, smelly stable. And they put him in a manger. Do you know what a manger was used for? What do you think? Yes. Was used for the baby Jesus? Yes, but what was it normally used for? Yes. Not water, but it was food. It's got straw in our one, so it was food for the animals. So it must be a not very nice place, really. Maybe they put some clean straw in. I hope so. So that's where Jesus was born. And people ranging from shepherds to wise men, they travelled to meet this special baby. God's son, born at Christmas, the greatest gift from God. The gift of himself. So he came as a baby to share his love with us. So when you open your presents this year, I'd like you to remember that this baby is the greatest gift of all. And he came to us in a surprising way, a surprising place, a stable, wrapped up in strips of cloth and lying in an animal's manger. So now I want you just to close your eyes and think about what Christmas means to you. Does it mean a family time? Does it mean no school? Does it mean not going to work? Or perhaps it means lots of work, cooking and shopping, getting everything ready. Does it mean fun with friends? Decorating the Christmas tree? Lots of lovely presents. For some people, though, it could be a difficult time of year. If they are sad or lonely, or they don't have much money. But God wants Christmas to be a special time for all of us, as we remember his greatest gift, that he came to be with us in Jesus.